We hear so many voices in our world around us. So many things, so many people that are calling us to do, obviously, very contradictory things. It seems like, you know, this voice says this and that voice says that. This person says this and this person says that. And we can't do it all. And we hear the voices of our culture speaking through our media, speaking through our government, speaking through influencers. You know, and that's one of the, I think, one of the worst things that has come about in recent years, these social media influencers who, because they're famous, basically for becoming famous. And they have a loud voice, but many of them don't really know what they're saying. They're speaking a lot, but they're really not saying a lot. We have all these voices in our world. We have these voices in our lives, our families, our friends, those around us in our community. We have our own internal monologue, if you will, that selfishness, that pride that's at the root of our souls that sits down there and calling us to do things. And then in the midst of all those voices, that cacophony of voices, we have that quiet voice of our Lord in the depth of our heart. We have our Lord who is calling us. He is the shepherd, the good shepherd, who is calling us to follow him, who is calling us to come out of the noise and cacophony of the world and to listen to him, to hear his voice in our lives. But it's a voice that's hard to hear. It's hard to hear our Lord calling us because of the noise around us, because of the noise of the world, because of the noise of our selfishness, our pride, that static of sin that exists in our lives. You know, sin is often compared to a darkness or a veil. But I think another analogy you could use for it is static. You know, a little bit of static in the background that doesn't affect, although if you're hard of hearing, that can make it harder for you to understand conversations. But the louder that static gets, it eventually can overwhelm any other voice where you can't hear anything else other than the static. That's what sin does. It overwhelms us listening for the voice of God in our lives. And the challenge for us is to listen for that good shepherd, is to listen for that quiet voice in our lives, that quiet voice that is calling us to follow him, that is calling us to repent of our sins, calling us to come draw closer to him, to know him better, to know his voice. And that is the challenge that we have, to silence those other voices in our lives, the voice of the world, the voice of sin, of pride, and to listen for him, and to listen to his voice, and follow him. Because his is the voice that will lead us to those verdant pastures, those pastures that he promises us, those pastures of peace, the heavenly kingdom that awaits us. His is the only voice that can lead us there. And so we need to silence those other voices and listen to him. And we do that first and foremost, of course, by spending time with him, by being with him in prayer, by seeking his voice and being quiet ourselves, which is so hard to do. By silencing ourselves and listening to him, sitting with him and listening to him. And it's also, we also come to hear his voice by following his teachings, by reading the scriptures and coming to know his teachings, his commandments, what he calls us to do. And to live our lives following those commandments, live our lives as he calls us to do. But it's not enough merely to live our lives following him. St. Peter shows us that in the first reading, that not just are we called to hear his voice and to follow him, but we are called to join our voices to his in the world. If you will, amplify his voice through our lives. And we do that, of course, by living his commandments, by living as he calls us to do. But we also do that when we proclaim the good news that he has given us. This news of repentance from sin. This news of baptism that washes away our sins and joins us to him as part of the body of Christ. And so we are called to use our own voices to call the world to repent, to call those around us to join in with him, to follow him. to proclaim as Peter did. It's not a comfortable thing to do because we know the world doesn't want to hear it. And there are probably many in our lives who don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear this call to repentance. They don't want to hear this call to follow our Lord. They're embracing the noise of the world so they don't hear the voice of the shepherd. There are so many in our world today. And as the world goes on and the voices get louder from the world, because you know we have the media, we have movies and TVs, we have news stations and news organizations and newspapers, and all these different celebrities and sports stars and all these people, they're more than happy to proclaim the message of the world, the noise of the world, and they keep adding to it. Like I mentioned, the social media influencers and so on. They're willing to add to the noise of the world. Are we willing to raise our voices to fight against that noise, to bring the good news, the voice of the shepherd, to the world? That's the question for us. And as I said, it will be difficult. There will be pushback. There will be suffering, as St. Peter talks about in the second reading. You know, St. Peter, who so often was, I always joke, you know, would open his mouth to change which foot is in it. He changed after our Lord. He became very different after our Lord rose from the dead. He received the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, and he proclaimed that wisdom. And he tells us that if we do go out and proclaim the good news of the Lord, if we do live godly lives, lives seeking our Lord, we will suffer for it. We will have difficulties for it. We will have pain for it. We need to embrace that. We need to be willing to take that suffering wherever it comes from. And sadly, it can even come from our own. It can even come from within our communities. We need to embrace that suffering and bring it to our Lord. Embrace that suffering and bring it to the just judge, just as he embraced the suffering that he faced on the cross. We need to be willing to embrace that suffering and bring it to him. And that's something that I personally struggle with quite a bit, is when that suffering comes, to not get whiny and complaining, but instead to accept it and to turn it over to him, to the divine judge, who we might not have justice here on earth when that suffering comes, but we will have suffering, or we will have justice in heaven. That suffering will be eased, and we will have the justice in heaven. And that's also kind of a warning for those who are causing the suffering in our lives. They will have justice too, and it won't be good for them. It won't be what they want. But we need to embrace that. Ultimately, we need to be listening for the voice of the shepherd and to bring that voice out to the world. So let us really listen for that voice of the shepherd. Let us speak for him. Let us bring his voice out into the world, that we may dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come.